Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Hello.
Howdy.
Hello.
Are we live?
Yes, you live.
Okay, welcome everybody to our Tuesday night call with Dr. Alali, talking about a nanobio balancer and also informing us about the effects of EMF on seizures. The work that she's been doing with that, she's going to share that with us tonight, I think, maybe. And we have some great testimonies coming out of Canada tonight with Ron, and maybe a few other testimonies. And I'm sorry I wasn't with everybody on last Tuesday. I had some things I had to take care of, but I am back. And Dr. A, are you with us?
I'm here, Ida. Thank you, everyone, for coming on the show this evening. I know you didn't get your email broadcast. That's because I was in the Pennsylvania mountains, pressing my way back toward the Midwest. But I thank you for being on the show tonight because we have some exciting things to share. The first part of our show is devoted to seizures, and I have a phenomenal report. Thank you, Nathan, and thank you, Ida, because of your love for me and your concern about the health of communities. Your radio show is far-reaching. People can go to the archive of Nathan on the Spot, and they can choose the date and that the shows are broadcasted, and they can download the MP3 recording of the show. And somebody did that about 2 months ago, and the word of the testimonies of the children with seizures hit Washington, D.C. to Radio 1. And they had us on the show in September, and it was so phenomenal sharing Destiny's testimony that they called us to be in Washington, D.C. last week to update them on Destiny's status and to share what miracle happened in Washington, D.C. And so the miracle that happened was when this broadcast, when Destiny and Angel, her mother, were on this show, or Angel came on and shared about Destiny's testimony. Now, what was her testimony? Her testimony was that she had developed a seizure disorder when she was 18 months old, and she was one of 100 children in the entire world with a seizure every 25 seconds. This little girl had seizures 600 times a day. And so it was phenomenal. This is not just her mother's speculation. It wasn't just her mom's speculation. She wore a device that actually recorded the seizure activity, and it was showing that on the average of every 25 seconds, Destiny was having a seizure. And those seizures amounted to about 600 a day. So she got on a clinical study at Columbia University, and they gave her a medication that brought those seizures down to 300 a day. And then through this radio broadcast, her practitioner heard about our technology, the nanobio balancers, or the nanos. There's two different trade names out there, but they're both called, they both are classified as flat batteries, and they are a nanobiogenic fabrication, meaning that they help to balance energy of the body, and they block radiation from absorbing in the body. And so that testimony went out on Radio 1 on Capitol Hill, right in the presence of Congress and the Senate, the House of Representatives, and the White House. And it just blew up, and everybody started talking about it in Washington, D.C. And there was a mother that had her child in intensive care with a seizure disorder going through the same thing Destiny was going through. They could not stop the seizures. They could just slow them down. And so her little life was very fragile. And the mother happened to have a transistor radio in that hospital with her and happened to turn into the Carl Nelson show and hear the testimony of this mother, Angel, and how she was working with her her health practitioner, her naturopathic practitioner, and her medical doctor. And they had gotten Destiny to having to being seizure-free. And they were talking about the protocol, how she was wearing three technologies to be seizure-free. And it just so happened, this naturopath was in Baltimore. And Don Hunter, he's been on the show several times, and he came to Washington, was able to stop in the home, in the Reynolds home, where this young lady, her name is Satira, was living, and evaluated her and told her mother, you've got to take Dr. Lolly's class because your child needs between two and three of these technologies. And so she took the class, and she was able to manipulate the technologies. And so since I was in Washington, D.C., for the radio broadcast, I went to her home in Maryland to see. We had also retrofitted her house, and I went to see her progress. And I'm telling you, I almost passed out when they opened the door. And I saw this little girl. At the time that the broadcast was shared and the first show went forward, and we went to her home to retrofit her house and to convert her apartment into a smart house to reduce the radiation, the air and radiation toxins in that house, this little girl was listless, lifeless, and lethargic. There was no verbal communication. When we tried to engage her in communication, she was just grunting. She barely looked at us, gave us eye contact. She looked mostly at the floor. Her skin was very dry. Her skin tissue perfusion, when you looked at her, she looked lifeless. She looked like she didn't have a lot of energy. And her mother said that she could not get, they could not get her in the tub because she was just like dead weight. She didn't have any strength to assist them in bathing. Now, this was her situation. She developed seizures as a toddler, and she basically was on a normal developmental quest. I mean, she played with her doll. She ran. She went to the park. She went to birthday parties in church. She had an active life. It's just that she was on a seizure medication. When she was 9 years old and the seizures progressed, they gave her a medication that almost took her life. It was like her mother said that it was an overdose. The dosage was too strong, and it created a brain injury. And with that brain injury, she lost her ability to walk. Can you imagine a child that was skipping and playing and playing house and playing with her imaginary friends, and now all of a sudden she's lifeless almost? She comes home from the hospital in a wheelchair, and now you have a whole different care regimen trying to manage a child that is wheelchair-bound. And she's been in that wheelchair for almost 13 years. And so I was expecting to see, I didn't really know what to expect, but that was my baseline for her. When her mom opened that door, this little girl that had her house retrofitted 6 weeks ago was full of laughter. She started laughing and reaching out to us for us to hug her, and she was so excited to see us. Her hair was like, it was like it doubled in thickness because the water actually, our water system actually softens the water, it increases the oxygen saturation in the water, it stimulates circulation and supports circulation in the body, and people that have the water system are so amazed with how they feel revived and rejuvenated when they shower. And the mother said that she just didn't have the strength when we first did it to get her in the tub, but as she continued to put the bioharmonizers, the nanobiobalancers, the technology in her socks, on her heels of her feet every day, she started getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And about 2 weeks before we came, finally, she had the strength to do a handstand and pivot her in the tub,
And the mother said how they bathed her with this energized water. If you could have seen this child, even though she's 21 years old, she looked so vibrant. Her skin looked so alive. It was smooth. It was subtle. It was moist. It was 180 degrees from where it was. And her countenance, her mother said, all of a sudden, in week three, she just started speaking in the morning. She'd wake up and started calling everybody's name, calling her younger siblings to come to the bedroom and interact with her. And her mother said it was a miracle. She started talking. She started mimicking words that her mother was sharing with friends, adults that would come over, and they would be having adult conversation. And she would pick up words. Her memory started coming back. She started picking up words and then using them in appropriate context. And the greatest miracle that happened was she started dialoguing. If they asked her a question, she started responding to them. And I was totally blown away. So I started asking her specific questions that would call for her to remember and to give me back something in her memory. And she answered me appropriately on every question I asked her. And Heather was with me, our marketing consultant, and she was asking her questions. She was answering Heather appropriately and correctly. And her mother said that she had her engaged in making Christmas cookies. She had enough strength in her arms to help stir the batter and help to make the Christmas cookies. And her mom said, this, Dr. Lally, is a miracle. And she has been seizure-free, and as long as she's in the apartment, she rarely has to wear that nanobiobalancer or her nanos, whichever one she's using, because she has both to see which one she prefers. And she says she rarely wears it in the apartment. She only has to wear it when she's having her menstrual cycle, because she said that her menstrual cycle affects her body in such a way that she has these violent seizures and has to be in bed for 3 days. But she said this was the first month she was not in bed during her cycle, and she didn't have any seizures at all. And I was just dumbfounded. And so we were able to, Carl Nelson wanted to, all of Washington, D.C., to hear this story. Imagine how a child in North Carolina who was on a clinical study at Columbia University and her wellness practitioner, the Don Hunter, who is a certified, he's a board-certified naturopathic health practitioner, was able to pray and ask God how many of these nanotechnologies that child needed, and the response he got was three, and he was able to share that testimony and then go to the home of this little girl, to the hospital in Washington, D.C. I can't remember the story. There's so many stories now. I'm going to have to write down and get the details straight. But he set forth a protocol for the second little girl, and now she's seizure-free. And so it was like party time on the radio show, because people called in from California, from Alabama, from Florida, from all over, everywhere. We got calls from coast to coast, from New York, from Massachusetts, from Florida, about this little girl, these little girls, and their seizure management protocol. Because even though the technology was not designed to treat, prevent, diagnose, or cure any kind of disease, it was designed to be an electrical safety device. It was designed to decrease static electromagnetic radiation interference, which is what absorbs in our body. And that's why if you go to the gas station, everybody's assignment, if you listen to this radio show, you have an assignment for this week. And your assignment is to go to any gas station, pull up to the pump, and look, deliberately look for the new warning sign that says warning. Do not return to your car while you are refueling, because returning to your car can cause you to increase in static electromagnetic radiation, and you can absorb it in your body and blow up this gas pump. And here in Cincinnati, Ohio, about 2 years ago,
during the Thanksgiving holiday, there was a woman, a young woman, a law student that did just that, 27 years old. She returned back to the car to talk on her cell phone and came back to the pump and touched the pump and ignited it with the EMF radiation and blew it up, and she died instantly. So we know, and it seems as if the oil industry is the only industry concerned about how much EMF radiation we're absorbing, but the World Health Organization has taken it a step further. They have said specific to seizures that electrical current can cause seizures. And this is during this Christmas holiday time, while you're looking at interested in buying gaming equipment for your children, your grandchildren, your neighbor, your friends, please note the new health warning labels that are on these gaming equipment. The Wii gaming gear by Sony now has a health warning label that warns parents that this equipment can cause seizures. And so if we don't know, then we don't know to do better. But once we know to do better, we got to do better. And this is the reason why. If you got your email broadcast, I know it was repeated last week, because I've been traveling for the last almost 24 hours. And it has been tremendous. But I wanted to send it out again because the Epilepsy Foundation is telling everybody, we are moving toward 1 in 26 Americans having a seizure disorder. And now that we know that the medical scientists and the scientists have connected the environment, and I want to underscore and circle environment, we're looking at all kinds of intrinsic factors or things going on in the body that could predisposition you to having a seizure disorder. But we're not giving a lot of attention to what's going on the outside of the body. And we know that Google archives over 100,000 articles that reference electricity and references chemicals. And we're focusing on electricity because electricity has the potential to even potentiate the assault of chemicals in your environment. And that's the reason why the Environmental Protection Agency has started a program called CARE. C-A-R-E. CARE stands for Community Action for the Renewed Environment to Lower Air and Radiation Exposure. Ladies and gentlemen, we are under a national call to action to attend to this problem. And so people look at me and they say, Doc, you work so hard. You're traveling here and there. My son said to me, Mother, please retire. I told him, I can't retire, son. I can't retire. As long as I'm looking at this thing coming across my desk and seeing all these autistic children, do you know I have met a kindergartner with high blood pressure and a third grader that's already had a stroke? And I said, as long as nobody is implementing this environmental retrofitting care model, I got to be the voice on the mic. I've got to be the voice on the radio. I will allow my life to be the reason why somebody else is going to live without the pain that I have suffered. And now that we know that the environment is a huge factor and that we have to mitigate our environments and reduce our exposures and get insulators for the body, get technology that keeps us balanced and use electrical safety devices, this technology is now double gold for the United States and a 44-nation competition because by virtue of my colleagues and engineers that understand nanobiogenics better than me. They understand it better than me. It is not my core field of science. I'm a registered nurse, and my core expertise is wound management and high-risk management of pregnancy, of coronary care, and of intensive care. I am an instructor, a professor of nursing for complex care issues, formerly of the head of the RN, the BSN program for Howard University, and I ran their clinical nursing research program at the Distinguished National Institute of Health. And so this is my area of expertise, not molecular physics. Molecular physics is my gift from God. Molecular physics is what God gave me because I got breast cancer and had a stroke.
And now that these mothers are coming to me with these children saying, Dr. Law, we know you didn't make this technology to stop seizures. But a mother rang my phone at 6 o'clock in the morning and said, Doc, she said, I use your technology to stop the seizures in my daughter, and we have not been able to sleep since 3 o'clock. We've been so ecstatic with joy, and that's why we're on the mic tonight. And that's why I say thanks to Ida and Nathan out of South Carolina for giving us their strength, their shoulders to stand on, to get this voice out. It may seem like we're little people on this Blog Talk Radio, but we're reaching great heights. We're reaching the nation. We have other radio stations partnering with us to let people know about this technology. And we have some exciting things happening that I'm not at liberty to share, but I am so grateful by the organizations that heard that radio show on Radio 1 in Washington, D.C., that have reached out to me for families that are suffering. I bet you we've had at least 17 calls about seizures, children with seizures in the Maryland, D.C., and Virginia area. We have doctors. We have nurses. We have master's, graduate students from Catholic University. I didn't even know. They have a sustainable program, and we did a training on Capitol Hill with some of their students over the weekend, and they were totally blown away by the Balance Coach training. I'm telling you, if you're listening to me through these airwaves, you need to sign up for our Balance Coach training program this Saturday at 4 o'clock, followed by marketing class with the dynamic Heather Jo Johns in our Cloud Theater. You're going to be training by video. And we will, when we show these graduate students how they could advance their skills for assessing a building for sustainability and the potential risk of injury from the electrical system, from the chemicals converging from the carpet, I was blown away when we had some people there from some D.C. agencies that testified to the fact that in some of the city buildings, they are removing the carpet because the carpet was making people sick. And from the chemicals, from the formaldehyde, making people have seizures and respiratory and heart issues and diabetes. So I'm so excited that there is a movement. We see a shift. And Healthy People 2020, the Healthy Homes campaign, is finally getting some momentum in the nation's capital. And we've had so many invitations to return to speak and participate on projects. So I want to thank everybody on this line for supporting this initiative, Seizure Talk Radio. We got something to talk about. We got to know the problems. We got to know that in the next few years, 1 in 150 people are at risk for developing a seizure disorder, and in the next few years, 1 in 26, because the current stats are 1 in 150. And we got to do something about it because guess what? Every single one of us listening in tonight, every single one of your grandchildren, every single one of your children, every single one of your neighbors on your street, all of the missionary board, everybody that sings in the choir, your pastor, your banker, everybody in your community is at risk for developing a seizure disorder. And you ought to care enough to get on the phone, to forward the email, to at least 10 people to let them know. You got to get your head off the wall. You got to know what your numbers are that you're sleeping in, the numbers of electromagnetic radiation flux in your walls. You got to get that measured. You got to get your house retrofitted to save your life and the life of your family. And so I thank everybody for being on the line. If you want to talk about seizures, please push 1 and unmute your phone so that you can share. So the lines are open right now. Anybody got a testimony or something they want to share? Well, I guess we're so close to Christmas, or maybe we're so far behind Thanksgiving that the turkey is still sitting heavy in everybody's stomach, getting ready for the second round. Well, listen, if there's no comments on the show tonight, I'm sure we'll have some more people to hear from next week. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas holiday if you're not able to tune in next week. And we're going right into Health Talk Radio. talking about Healthy Smart Homes and our U.S. Canada initiative. And I'm always, always, always excited for this part of the show when we are focusing on a partnership in North America to help improve the quality of life for ourselves, our children, our neighbors, our dairy cows, our cats, and our dogs. And before, you know, I open up the mics because we got some people that want to share some testimonies tonight, I have to share the testimony about a cat. We have a family in Ohio that said, Dr. Lally, we want you to know, first of all, I want to just give some background on the story. This story is about a retired school teacher who had scoliosis. She's one of my case studies. And she wanted to get her house done, but her husband was a mechanical engineer, and he said he's never heard of it, this kind of technology. So therefore, he didn't, you know, he said, oh, you know, there's no validity to this. It's not in the textbooks anywhere, blah, blah, blah. And so she said, well, my friends are really ranting and raving about this. They said, you know, they have improved energy and strength and stamina, et cetera. And so she got sicker and sicker and ended up on oxygen. And so she's carrying around her oxygen tank, and finally she said to him, if you love me, you will at least let me try Dr. Lally's program. And so he said, okay, whatever you want to do. I don't agree with it. I'm not going to support you in it, but I will pay for it if you want it. And so we went to the house and surveyed the house, showed her the numbers were over 1,200. So she said, you know, do this, while the husband looked the other way because he really wasn't for it. Make a long story short, the electrician got stuck in traffic or on the other job, and he said, listen, I can't come to do the installation for 2 days. So we said, okay, the survey is done, and what we'll do is go ahead and the eco-engineer was with me, the one that does the water system. He said, well, we'll do the water system. We'll get the filters put in for you, and when you come, you can do the rest of the insulation. And so the cat, when we came inside, ran down in the basement. And the lady of the house said, oh, don't bother her. She's very hypersensitive. She's scared of everybody. When it rains, she runs to the basement. When visitors come, she runs to the basement. She's just very hypersensitive. She's a very nervous cat. And so 2 days later, when we came back with the electrician, the cat met us at the door. She was swinging her tail. And so I was like, okay, the cat's at the door, so I'm ready for the cat to run to the basement because that's what the woman of the house said the cat did. And so we went into the kitchen because the husband was out in the garage, and I really wanted to she wanted him to speak to the electrician. So when the husband came in, I was sitting down in the kitchen. The cat came in the kitchen and hopped up on the chair beside me as if to say to me, thank you, Dr. Lally. You did a wonderful job. Whatever you did, I don't feel as nervous as I used to feel. And so, no, I think what had happened, the electrician had gone ahead and put the insulation in, and he had come up, and now the cat's sitting in the kitchen. And so the husband wanted to speak to him about the insulation process. And so when he walked in the door, the husband's jaws dropped. He went in total shock. And he said, you know what, Dr. Lally, I don't know what you did. I don't know what this technology is. It's not in my books in mechanical engineering. And the electrician tried to explain to him what it did in terms of insulation and blocking electricity. And so he said, well, you know, I want you to know I'm a believer. I'm not a believer because my wife is off of oxygen. She's been on oxygen for weeks now. And for the last couple of days, she hasn't needed it. That has not made me a believer. What has made me a believer is my cat. Because this cat was so hypersensitive, it has never sat in this kitchen to talk to a stranger. And here it's looking at you and purring at you and swinging its tail. And so he said, whatever this is, I want the world to know about it. He said, because I've seen my wife get better. He said, and I thank you for coming to my house and not being sensitive to my resistance, but being understanding. And I said, oh, I understand, because it's a new trend. It's a new technology. It's highly innovative, and people have not seen it before. And I said, and I appreciate your vote of confidence, because all of your wife's friends that had us come and convert their house to a smart house, every single one of them has had a tremendous health improvement. And so having said that, we have, I call him the distinguished gentleman from Canada, Mr. Rod, on the line with us tonight. And he's had a burning testimony that he wants to share, because he is a board-certified environmental health physicist practitioner and our resident nanophysicist for plant nanophysicist. And what he has done with the technology in plants in Canada, having won contests, but he has staged these contests with plants, and he's been able to give the opportunity for the plant that got the nanobio balance to be the winner, producing the biggest plants and the biggest crops. And so enough said. Rod, tell us your testimony from Canada tonight.
Well, Doctor, it was quite interesting, because what I did 8 days ago is that I put in two very strong EMF filters with a Q1x1 on them, which is an offshoot of the BioBalancer and mixed with the flat battery. But I went back to check the house for a couple of reasons. Because of all the checking I did 8 days ago, the subject that I was using, she was tired. And it's a Swiss-style type house, basically split into two with a cement wall in between the two units, like semi-detached Swiss-style. And there are no electrical wires in the roof where the bedrooms are. And I wanted to go back, double-check, make sure everything was solid. The electrical wires from the utility were at the same height and probably 20 feet away. Less than half a mile up the hill was a cell tower. And so I just had to go back. I had to check, make sure everything was solid. And so I went back this afternoon, getting dark at 4 o'clock. I didn't see the electrical wires because it was too dark. And so I tested this lady, and my key focus was on the wall facing the electrical wires, but there's no electrical wires in the wall or the roof because it slopes. And I was surprised. Totally, completely rock solid. Then we went down to the basement. I put her hand on the electrical panel. Woof. It was rock solid. I mean, there's no way of breaking her down. And she didn't have to use much strength to resist me.
That is amazing.
Oh, it is. And it gets better. So then we went outside. I was at least 20 feet, more like maybe 25 feet, with an unprotected cell phone in her hand, and it was rock solid. So then we decided, okay, we'll go over to the other side of the house, which is owned by her sister. And we stood outside the end of the house, not to disturb anybody in the house, still carrying that unprotected cell phone, because we removed flat batteries from both of us. She remained rock solid. So that harmonization harmonized the other side of the house, the semi-detached part.
Wow.
And And
that's amazing. And excuse me, Rob, but that speaks to the relay properties that's in Q1. For those of you that's listening, Q1 by 1 is used by persons who have taken the 4-day training, and it is, or the 4-day or 10-week training period. In the summer times, we often have an institute at a college where we're training high school students and college students, and we've been testing the curriculum with them now for 6 years. We once had the curriculum on a graduate level, and we only taught people, doctors and engineers and nurses, but we had a group of educators out of Missouri asked us to modulate that curriculum down to a 6th grade level and then parts of it down to a 3rd grade level. So the students that have taken that and the people who are certified in retrofitting homes with our technology are the ones that can actually sell and utilize the Q1x1. But the Q1x1 has a relay property in it. What do I mean by relay? When you plug it in, it will broadcast into the line, and Rod, you just, you know, the ingenuity of having someone with your brilliance is that you have like a 7th sense with this technology, and you're able to manipulate it and get a creative flow and use that relay property to stretch across a whole house. And that, sir, is miraculous. You're really doing an excellent job in achieving that, and the results are phenomenal because, you know, the relay and the Q1 is balanced energy. It's just energy. And when you broadcast it on an electrical system, it helps with stimulating life. And so, you know, I don't want to tell the story, but this lady's got plants, and her house is starting to look like a rainforest.
Wow.
And so, but yeah, I don't want to get ahead of you in telling the story of just working with your client, but it's just phenomenal how this energy is translating to renewed life and everything that the Environmental Protection Agency in the U.S. is talking about. And certainly in Canada, your country is about 7 to 10 years ahead of us because you already have environmental health clinics that are dealing with the idiopathic entities of environmental illness. So that's phenomenal.
Well, Doctor, what I think helped harmonize the other part of the house is that both electric meters were on her house.
Wow.
And
you're exactly correct.
Pardon?
I said you're correct. You're right.
And both filters with the Q1s are on the same floor as those meters. Because
wow.
I put them on phase A and phase B.
Wow.
And we searched out the two phases. And stop and think. Her fridge was the most annoying appliance in her house.
Wow.
And you know what? She was going to go buy a new fridge next year. And that's $800 to $1,000.
Wow.
She's not buying a new fridge. She doesn't need to.
Yes, because one thing about using the Q1s with the power guard that's, you know, it's just miraculous to me, is that it corrects the power factor. So it makes your appliances run better. And that's, you know, and these technologies that plug in, the power guard, the alpha betas, the alpha filters and the beta filters, they're certified by Underwriters Laboratory. They're the top of their class. They're the best, you know, as far as I'm concerned in the industry, because we've tested about 11 of these apparatuses, and we've selected the best that interface well with the Q1. And that's why you're getting these results that are just so phenomenal. And it's just, it's almost as if like you've developed a 7th sense, because it's like, you know, divine providence is guiding you. You know, to be, because at the intent of your heart is goodness and goodwill toward men. And I tell people that is the reason why you need to take the training so you can use the skills and test, test, test. And when the client is balanced, you know that you have strengthened and fortified them to have the best chance for health. When the body is balanced, it'll heal itself. When the body is balanced, it will have energy and it will have fortitude and it will have endurance. And I tell people, if you balance the body, you're going to get miracles, and that's what we've seen. When we had the gentleman, Mr. David Quarmley, that was on a few weeks back, speaking of how he was blind with bleeding retinas for 10 years and legally blind, and how we retrofitted his cell phone. He also had nystagmus, rapid movement of the eyes back and forth, that he had had for years and years and years. And when he bio-balanced the cell phone, converted his house and his studio to a healthy, smart home, his eyes healed. Eyes that would not heal in 10 years healed in 4.5 weeks. And diabetic wounds that refused to heal in 8 years healed in 5 months. And his doctor calls his whole wellness reform miraculous. And his doctor at the Ohio State University told him, this technology has to support increase of oxygen because the retina is the smallest organ in the body. It demands oxygen first. And in order for it to heal, it had to have increased oxygen. And I thought that was just so profound. And now that we have NASA, instruments from NASA to quantify these instruments, these nanotechnologies, and how they effective they are. And we can use nanometers to show how effective they are in increasing oxygen saturation in the water. Now that we have more quantifying devices to actually demonstrate and document what they're able to do, it's just, you know, the sky's the limit. The sky's the limit. Because at the end of the day, we have to care enough to leave the legacy of health to the next generation. Because if our environment is too toxic, Florence Nightingale herself said, when the environment is toxic, people are sick. When the environment is healthy, people have health. And so we know to do better, and somebody's got to stay on the mic fighting, and I have pledged my life to making a better way, to using health models to retrofit and create environmental adaptation so that our children are able to live and we are able to live and enjoy our lives to the fullest potential with the fullest quality of life. I haven't seen some relatives in a very long time. And last time I seen them, I was on a walker. And when I came walking in, and then we had to walk because we were going out to dinner, and parking was 3 or 4 or 5 blocks away. I can remember when that was impossible for me. They had to drop me off at the door. But I told them, I said, no, park the car. I want to walk with you. And I was amazed myself. I had the strength to walk that distance because of this technology. And so having said all of that, is anybody else on the line who wants to share a testimony tonight? If so, press 1, unmute your button, and we want to hear from you.
Doctor, it's Rod again. Just one last little comment.
Okay.
She noticed that her daughter had become much calmer.
Oh, that's fabulous. That is so fabulous.
I know.
That is so fabulous. And I have another testimony also to share about being calmer, about back to the children that were having seizures. So Tara's mother said that she had become so relaxed. She used to get anxious when, you know, routines would change or people would come in. She said all of that has ended. And Destiny, our little girl in our young lady in North Carolina, has started making A's and B's from C's, D's, and F's. And
wow.
She has been able to sit through and take her test. It used to take her 2 to 3 days to take one test because they had to give it to her in sections. Since she has been using the technology, she's able to complete all her tests on the same day. And so that is like miraculous. And she has never, her mother said, she has never had a report card as outstanding as this report card she's got the last grading period. So, you know, that is just more testimony speaking to the fact that the technology was not engineered to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent anything. But once you retrofit the environment and reduce the assault of air and radiation toxins, the body can sustain its balance and people can have quality of life. What good is living if you have no health? You can be the richest person in the world, but if you don't have any health, what good is living? And so on that note, is anyone else that has anything to share? Rob, are you, I mean, you have so many stories.
I'm done for tonight. I hope next week I'll have a Christmas gift for everybody.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I want to thank everybody for interrupting their busy schedule to be on the call with us tonight. I love and celebrate your life, and I'm fighting for you every day, trying to strengthen, and I appreciate everybody being on here because it strengthens my voice. It encourages me to be out here and to lift your hopes before the nation, and we're about making a change to partner with those people. I do want to give a shout-out to Fran Drescher. Special thanks to her for her support. She has sponsored many of our activities this year with her Detox Your Home campaign. She's not just out there, you know, trying to get a name for herself. She is sincerely out here partnering with organizations and people like myself to support us in this venue. Even though her campaign is around household chemicals, it's still, we're going in the same direction. And her organization has reached out to us. They have sponsored a couple of our activities at community colleges. And I just want to say a shout out of thanks to her and her team. It's fabulous. They're great people to work with. I also want to give a shout out to my colleagues at Teachers College, Columbia University, who have supported me. I'm an alumni, and my department there and my advisors have just given me their strength and shoulders to stand on. And I learned that we are the first gold medal, or we may be the only alumni that has gotten gold medals for our work. And so they celebrate that, especially with our achievement of our second gold medal here a few weeks ago. And we're ecstatic with joy. We did hear back from the host organization that both the governor and the mayor of the city have rendered commendations in honor of excellence and honor for our organization and the Meachie Health team for this nanotechnology. So we're excited about the people who are celebrating our work, and it's with humility that we serve because we want a better life for ourselves, for our children, our grandchildren, and we want a better life for you and yours. On that note, happy holidays, everyone. Don't eat too many cookies because there's some delicious ones out here. And so thank you again for interrupting your evening to be on this line with us. Good night. And thank you, Nathan. You're fabulous. Ida, you're one of the most beautiful women that I've ever met inside and outside, and you are just a radiance of joy. And Nathan, you are our armor. You are a warrior king, and I really appreciate your labors of love to strengthen us and carry our voice to the nations and to the world. Thank you so much, both of you, for your labors of love to be on this line with us tonight. Good night, everyone. You're fabulous. This is Dr. Alali.
Thank you, and Dr. Alali, all the honors are to you for the great work that you're doing, and I hope we continue into the new year strong and forceful.
Amen. I received that as a prophecy, Ida. Thank you so much.
Good night, Ida.
Good night.
What kind? the light.